You're listening.
Now for something completely different.
Shea from the Bay and Maldoror putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
Rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space, and we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
wash day blue. Comes
watch
out.
Them out, bring them out, hang them on the line. Get a little tired, just think about the good times.
Wash day blue. Well, that good looking, good loving, no good man of mine could buy me a washing machine. But he spends all his money on payday to make me look like a queen. Now I'm rubbing and scrubbing. Sun comes
out. Wash them out, bring them out, hang them on the line. Get a little tired, just think about the good times.
Wash day blues. Boy, I hate to wash an arm worse than anything in the world. And if we ever get rich, first thing I'm gonna do is to make my old man get me a maid. And then I'll have it made, cause he has really sent me through the ringer. Boy, I hate dirty diapers. I've worn so many diapers, I got diaper rash on my hands. These old stiff working bridges have got my hands all the feet.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
This opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
We're barely on the air.
Actually,
we're surprised we're still on the air.
Episode. Well, you knocked us off the air a couple of times already.
I knocked Marco's show off the air, and I really apologize for that, Marco.
I was enjoying his set.
Me too.
We're here spring cleaning, and so we needed that energy.
Yeah, it was great.
God, and then I fucked it up.
I fucked it up by cleaning something that, it skipped.
You just got to be careful in touching the things.
Fuck everything.
Anyway, spring cleaning, and Shay is back.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
Yeah, and we're
already... Are you done welding?
No, I have 2.5 more months of welding.
God.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. But today, we're not welding, we're painting. And that's why we've dedicated... And spring cleaning.
Yay.
That's why we heard Car Wash by Rolls Royce. We heard Wash Day Blues by Dolly Parton. Stay tuned. We're getting the motherfucking snakes out of the studio. You guys, today.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some fucking windows.
When there's this many jiggling of the wires, it can only be the Cure to Catastrophe. Tolerated on RadioValencia.fm, I'm the fake Bob Dylan, and I approve this message.
Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. There's just one kind favor I'll ask of you. You can't see that my grave's kept clean. And there's two white horses following me. And there's two white horses following me. two white horses following me, waiting on my burying ground. Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Means another poor boy is underground. Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Have you ever heard that church bells tone? Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Means another poor boy is dead and gone. When my heart stopped beating, my hands turned cold. And my heart stopped beating and my hands turned cold. And my heart stopped beating and my hands turned cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. And there's one last favor I'll ask of you. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. See that my grave is kept clean.
And awesome.
On the topics of spring cleaning, we heard "See That My Grave Is Kept Clean." That was by Bob Dylan. Before that, Elmore James, who is credited. Oh, that's hot.
Well, yeah, that's the background. Of course, when we came on, the background music was between songs because Dead Air is our brand.
On brand. "Dust My Broom" by Elmore James, the father or the king of slide guitar, maybe some say.
Elmore James?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well.
Opening credits, as always, by Richard Cheese. One thing that Maljaro and I agree on is that people are shit. We also heard "The Cleanup Woman" by Betty Wright. I really like that song every time I hear it. Dolly Parton, testament to Dolly Parton.
That was a song about like how she cleaned her house and made it nice so that her husband hooked up with the cleaning lady?
No, it's the way that she neglected her man emotionally and physically so that another woman was able to come along and clean it up.
That's not very feminist.
Is it? Well,
Oh, whatever.
We won't talk about men's lust. I've got a wang,
so I can't say, I can't speak on feminism.
I mean, you can. You're the most sexist feminist I've ever met, and it's fantastic.
Well, let me explain this book that by Rebecca Solnit, "Men Explain Things to Me."
We also heard "Wash Day Blues" by Dolly Parton, and opening it up, we heard "Car Wash" by Rose Royce. I needed to stop you there, Maldor. It's better for your own health.
Before I dig myself any deeper. So yeah. we were not planning to do a show today. We're still not planning to do a show, except my co-host, what's
her name? The Overachiever.
You're such
a dick. What's her name? You've been a dick since the beginning of the day. And honestly, you guys, hey, the studio is coming together.
Maldor really
and I
looking
started
better
painting.
Already.
He's polishing the console.
I'm doing all the stuff people have to touch that is just coated in THC residue that I have to touch, which you've never touched. And
we have to continue to make you useful.
All of the stuff.
If I learn the boards, Maldor, you're done.
Oh well, yeah, that's okay. Fair point. No, yeah, anyway. I could be even less useful than I am in my career.
And so I just want to keep you on your seat. We love you in your seat.
All right.
Up there at the helm of the show. Speaking of helms, stay tuned later for a very bad
wailing song.
Yeah, but it's not even wailing. It's like a fucking
sea shanties are close enough to wailing songs.
It's a children's sea shanty about cleaning.
Oh God,
it's hysterical.
All right, well, I prepared nothing.
Big surprise.
Which isn't different than normal, except you didn't tell me until, like, I was on my way here that you were actually going to do a show.
You expected as much.
So I...
Listen, I showed up with two vacuums, some incredible primer paint. We're going to get the show
also,
done.
If
we're going to get the studio
taken
care of.
If you're a motherfucking Radio Valencia DJ right now...
Motherfucking.
Get your ass down here and help us clean some shit. Clean out the fridge. Clean the bathroom.
We also just want your company.
Oh, and
we really
yeah.
like your
hang,
company.
Hang out and make it a party.
You know?
More fun. Shay's punishing the rosé. I've got some White Claw. We can drink Lysol when it comes to it.
We won't do that. Mr. Liquor's just around the corner. Make sure to stay in touch.
Fuck,
during these dire times, go to Mr. Liquor.
I was going to buy a Cuddy Bang, and I forgot.
Ugh, I'm so glad you didn't, Maldoror. You're fine as it is. Please, just steady the course.
All right. Shall we steady the course with more songs about
cleaning? Is that the right
cleaning?
Way to say that? Steady the course?
Yes.
Okay.
It's plain sailing weather is what you want. You've steady course.
Pink skies at night, sailor's delight.
No, that's
no?
wrong.
Wrong?
It's still nautical shit, so you're on the... Yeah, oh, no. It's fine. It's fine.
Hello to all of our friends on a boat today.
Hello, dozen of listeners.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. Maldoror, I'm so happy to be back in studio. I really am happy to be back in studio despite all this work that we've created for ourselves.
But do you know how to get into the Capoeira studio that's two doors down?
I for sure don't. And also stop asking. We're just a neighbor. Can we do a little bit of ekphrasis? Because that's also on brand. Can we explain to the listeners like what we're doing, what we're undoing?
So there used to be a show called Control.
Throw them under the... Right. There was another show that played at night, right?
But they were at night, and they legitimately made a decent decision if you have a nighttime show, and they painted the walls black. Black as fuck.
Like,
black as night. Black Bible black.
Black
obsidian
like,
black.
Like Richmond black.
Like goth bedroom black.
Goth bedroom black. Thanks to DJ Metaskeptic for that.
But those of us who have daytime shows...
It's fucking sad.
It really sucks.
Brings down the energy.
It just made the whole place look like a shitty goth bedroom cave.
Yeah, really bad design choice.
And they did a great job. They did every little bit in fucking
black.
Yeah,
because drugs.
Well, I thought we weren't thrown under the bus.
We're not. We didn't say the name of the show, but like right-wing people...
They didn't fit with the anarchist vibe. Oh, and before I forget to do it, shout out to friend Radio Valencia, Brian Doherty, was one of the senior producers at The Reason magazine, who apparently died in a weird hiking accident. I know he's a good friend. He was best friend or best man at Chicken John's wedding. And I knew him tangentially, not well, but...
Who's Chicken John? Is that like the chicken steak across the street? The new spot?
Yeah, there's a new chicken steak. Who's Chicken John?
Chicken John.
All right, so when this station started...
Yeah.
What the hell, background music? More.
Just tell your story. Everyone
wants
to know.
When this station started, we started in a closet in a warehouse on Cesar Chavez that was owned by Chicken John.
This is our origin story.
Yes.
Our origin story.
Chicken John started, and the station, and John Hell, I guess, too.
Chicken John Hell.
And others.
And others.
Joined this at K-Rob, Dr. Hal, they all joined and started this thing that we're doing now.
Chicken John.
A butterfly just flew in.
Chicken John Hal.
For Brian Doherty.
Chicken John Hal, Brian Doherty.
I'm glad it's not a wasp. That is a beautiful butterfly. Anyway,
it's inside.
It's hilarious that you think, who's Chicken John? Chicken John is, I mean, John Hill says he's the founder, but Chicken John's really kind of the founder because he gave us a space and brought all those anarchist weirdos together to put this thing together.
And we're still here.
And if you would like to be a member of this dope-ass community, dopey was the word I was actually going for.
It's actually a really great space. This
well,
is a
it's
terrific
getting better.
Store, for, but it was always great, Maldoror. Despite the landlord, look at the butterfly. Look at the butterfly.
No, I want to get it outside because it's going to die in
just
here.
Stand by.
All right, we're moving on. This is Radio Valencia. I'm sorry. This is Radio Valencia .fm.
years and the in-between years and the troubles I've seen. Now that I'm clean, you know what I mean. I've broken my fall, put an end to it all. I've changed my routine. Now I'm clean.
Had no water since yesterday, Lord. Getting a little thirsty. Just thought I'd mention it. Amen.
sun goes down. Tomorrow be the song you sing. Yesterday won't mean a thing. Make today or next day's dark, and you'll still be here grinning when today's all gone.
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where the best stuff happens off air.
Well, I don't know. You were talking about making out with a dude.
No, we weren't. No, we weren't. Absolutely. 100% we weren't.
Okay.
That was a terrific set.
Yeah,
that you threw together.
I wasn't paying attention. It started out with Clean by Depeche Mode, which is a great deep cut from Depeche Mode, if you believe me.
I had that on my playlist.
The middle song of the set was Love and Rockets Clean from that record, A Hot Trip to Heaven, which is their album I've listened to absolutely the least. And also, Jesus Christ, that shirt is a choice.
Ekphrasis.
Choice, though.
Yeah, it was definitely rayon, kind of Hawaiian style, Hawaiian cut.
But like with like weird 80s, Ekphrasis, but
you wanted it.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
And then the last song of the set was I Don't Remember, and
that has...
It was Clean Up the Arena by Jackie Metoo, who was one of the most important people in the reggae era and the ska era and the rocksteady era.
That was a great song.
And he died when he was 27, I think, which is astonishing to me that he was playing keyboards throughout all of that Studio One shit. And he had to have been like 15 to have gone through reggae, rocksteady, and ska.
We live in different times, don't we?
We do.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. This is the Spring Cleaning and Shea is Back episode. Maldor.
Oh, no.
I thought you said dead mom.
Why'd you say?
I thought you wanted one.
What do you mean I said it? The listeners didn't hear that.
It was off the air.
I had not mentioned dead mom once this time. Hey, since I've seen you, stop me if I've told you, but regular listeners will not know. So I stopped off at the Italian cemetery to go put some new flowers.
I was in the cemetery this week.
This isn't about you. Turn down the background music. Seriously, same thing as like in Mr. Liquor. Malvaro, this moment is not about you. Listen. I know, his face just like scrunched up. So I go to the cemetery and like I bring a fresh new box of Kleenex because I think I'm going to sit there and sort of like talk to mom and work it out. Put her daffodils for spring. Malvaro, I show up. Someone stole her fucking Christmas flowers. Someone took them.
Did they steal?
Yes, or? And they left all the little tchotchkes that Vince, her partner, and I had left in there. But they took the flowers. And the thing is, they're not real flowers. There's no reason to clear them out. They haven't gone dead. They're not stinking up the place. These are all like Michael specials. To be fair, I definitely go a little bit over the top. What is this?
No, you said I didn't do a dead mom.
Just give me like Rachmaninoff.
It's Hymn to the Fallen. From Saving Private Ryan.
She would really like that, actually. That sucks. Her and her, I'm wearing my U.S. Border Patrol hat, like way before this shit got out of hand, kind of a thing. But anyway, someone took her flowers off of her tombstone. And the thing is, I know I do a nice job with her flowers and that, but someone took them. So I put the new ones and ended up not having to use the box of Kleenex, but walking out of the...
Because there's no indignation crying?
No, it's so funny. Like, imagine the duress.
Funny is not the word I would have gone for.
Dude, imagine, who took that shit? Imagine the situation they're in. Like, why is it so bad that you have to, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, put yourself in that person's shoes.
Huh.
And then you realize, like, go ahead, baby, take them. If you need them, it's okay.
That's how I feel about people shoplifting food.
Do
or
you?
Diapers.
Yeah.
Like, if you need
tampons.
I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. God, I hate that word, that term, speak to that. I can't speak about that. What the fuck, speak to it? Anyway. If you're hungry, steal some fucking food. We have plenty of food. Fucking take it. And same with squatting, though. If you don't have a house. Fucking take it.
The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of RadioValencia.fm, but
they're sure as fuck mine, though.
It might be, yes, Maldor's.
All right, so the wall's half painted, and that's probably all that's going to ever happen.
You don't know me. I show up with a show when you're like, I don't know, I've fucking been to 9 parties yesterday. What day is it? Where am I supposed to... Can I... What time do I meet you? 10 years later? Maldoror.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. But you won't eat chicken from across the street.
It's not chicken, you guys. It's chicken steak.
Racism?
With the... I didn't say... You said racism. Why is chicken steak racist?
Well, wait, you said... Never mind.
Is chicken steak black or is it Chinese?
Well, it's Chinese. Like, their menu is in Chinese.
And you want to order, like, you know what you're in for?
Yeah, they've got a spicy chicken cutlet that seems intriguing. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm starving.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. When's the last time you saw your cat? Try chicken steak.
Fucking shit. We are... Jesus Christ. We are cleaning the station. If you are Radio Valencia DJ, you should come by and... Oh, wow. The phone is incredibly dusty. All right. I see the next thing I'm going to clean. This has been The Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private
Ryan. Is that for Mom?
No, it's my dead mom drop now.
That's my mom. You don't have a dead mom yet.
It's time for Bullshit Maldoror Watch This Week.
Put it on the plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
And just do eyes.
Now we do heroin.
It's shite being Scottish!
After the thanking, the oral sex.
I want a job, I want a job, I want a good job, I want a job, I want a job that pays.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I didn't say it. Yeah, so somewhere in that set was the beginning of the preview to The Ballad of Cable Hogue. I'm just going to take the subject off of bringing the subject back to me. The Ballad of Cable Hogue was a movie Sam Peckinpah made after... Where are you going? You're not even going to listen? So it's a movie Sam Peckinpah made after the Wild Bunch, and it is a bizarrely wistful, humorous semi-comedy sort of. But it's also about the death of the American West, which is available free on something called Movie Vault, which I'd never fucking heard of, and then also available at your public library, socialist. Anyway. There are a number of movies my father would watch anytime, day or night, when they came on the four channels we got back then, because there was an independent station. And anytime, what were they? Paint Your Wagon was one. Anyway. Ballad of Cable Hogue. If that came out at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, my dad was staying up and watching Ballad of Cable Hogue till like 6 a.m. And I don't know why. I think maybe he was in love with Stella Stevens. She spends a lot of the movie quasi-nude. But it's Jason Robards in his definitive role. He should win a fucking Academy Award. It's a goddamn amazing movie, and it's wistful as shit and weird, and it could only have come out in the 70s. Wistful? No. Yeah, sort of nostalgic. But not... it doesn't verge on... stopping short of sad is what wistful is. It's hopeful sadness or something? Fuck, I don't know. Is it... I'm actually looking for your part of the thing where I'm supposed to do next. Anyway, it's goddamn great. And it's got David... instantly forgot his name. The guy who played the concentrated evil in the Time Bandits plays a like really horny priest, which is also hilarious. I don't know. Like I said, it could only have come out in the 70s. Have we played 2 or 3 of your things? What? Did we do two or three of your things? I don't know.
Well, it's hard to say. Did we do the shanty? Did we do the swab the deck?
No.
We haven't swabbed the deck yet, Maldoror.
So we're on two.
Section two redo.
This is the Keurig Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia dot...
FM?
Yes.
Ahoy, mateys! Welcome aboard the dirtiest pirate ship ye've ever seen. Oh, but fear not. With your help, we'll get this place cleaner than a whaler's harpoon. Storms are brewing in the distance, though, so you better get to work.
Aye, aye. First we make our pirate beds, gotta do what the captain says. Hold the sheets up nice and tight till we go to sleep tonight. Grab our dirty clothes.
You might want to hold your nose.
Pick them up right off the floor. Put them in a basket, look for more. Arr, mateys, you know what that sound means. All hands on deck. Aye, aye. Swab the deck. Gotta get it clean. Wanna make this place fit for a king or queen. Looking better, but there's still work to be done. And next we pick up all our toys, all the loot that we enjoy. Coins and jewels and golden rings, organizing everything. Now we use our cleaning rags, wiping around like scallywags. Windows, tables, even walls, oh we love to scrub it. All right, me crew, there's the whistle again. All hands on deck. Aye, aye. Swab the deck. Gotta get it clean. Wanna make this place fit for a king or queen. Swab the deck. This is our ship. It's where we live. So we gotta take really good care of it. Arr, beware, mateys. There's a storm upon us. To keep ye balance. We're going to port. To starboard. Back to port. Careful, me crew. Ah, clear skies again. Oh, but the storm made a mess of me deck. I know what to do. Let me put 20 seconds on the clock, and we'll see how many things we can put back where they belong. You do the same with your toys and your playthings. Are you ready? Let's go. Pirate now, me friend. Swab the deck. Gotta get it clean. Wanna make this place fit for a king or queen. Swab the deck. This is our ship. It's where we live. So we gotta take really good care of it. We'll be right back.
coming down the hall. If I could just hear your pretty voice, I don't think I need to see at all. Don't think I need to see at all. Soft hair and a velvet tongue, I wanna give you what you give to me. And every breath that is in your lungs is a tiny little gift to me. It's a tiny little gift to me. Tell you what he loves the most.